Look, in my own lifetime, it's the biggest. I understand that a Telstra spokesperson said this is one of the biggest disruptions they've had in some 15 years. So it certainly is a big disruption in terms of historically.
You grew up in this part of the world, I believe, in North Queensland, so this is not an uncommon thing for us. You might have seen this sort of thing in the past.
Oh, that's right, definitely. I remember during the Joe Bjelke-Petersen years, the power going out and the telephone going down in cyclones and the like, but I'm a bit surprised that it's happened in this day and age.
It's a really keen lesson in just how important the communications network has become. It isn't just phones. Everything seems to hinge around it. And I wonder if this sort of outage, even just 20 years ago, would have been quite as big a deal.
Well, in many ways, I think it may have been a bigger deal in many ways in the past, in terms of the services that we now take for granted, but I think that taken for grantedness adds an extra layer of problems, because now we're relying on things that we once wouldn't have relied upon. We don't have manual backup systems. So, for example, even here in Canberra, just the other day, the local hardware store lost their internet connection, and nobody could use FPOS, and they had to do. They luckily had a manual backup system, and they were manually processing FPOS transactions, but the lineup was huge. It was a major disruption. But I can imagine that happening in far north Queensland, with every shop suffering the same fate. That would be quite catastrophic for local businesses.
It takes us back to a time, and Lord knows I haven't been into a bank physically for years, but the time when on a Friday afternoon you went to the bank to get some dough for the weekend, you made all those preparations that we can now do online. It seems like that might need to be a factor this time of year during the wet season.
It's interesting you should say that. I think in many ways, whether or not we accept climate change is happening, I guarantee you the insurance companies will accept it, and we'll see increases in insurance premiums regardless of the science. But at the same time, with the amount of disasters that are happening, not just in Australia, but all over the world, they seem to be increasing in intensity and frequency. And I think it will be part and parcel of a business operation to have backup procedures to deal with issues of climate and natural disasters. And I think in many ways, because of this increasing reliance on telecommunications technology, many businesses have taken it for granted to the extent that they haven't implemented backup plans should this occur. So I sort of expect that. I don't think there'll be any decrease in our reliance on technology, but I would expect to see many businesses adopting, particularly during these seasonal times, especially for the far north in the cyclone season, to start adopting some backup procedures should this happen again.
This was a fibre optic cable, we understand, that went down, leading to most of northern Queensland being out of action. Of course, the fibre optic is a wonderful piece of gear, but it has shown a vulnerability here. It's also the basis of the national broadband network, so one wonders how resilient that might be in future in these sorts of situations.
What's interesting in this particular case is Telstra's backup cable went down as well. So it wasn't that they lacked redundancy in the system. It was a failure of both the main and the backup cables. Now, in the past, you might have seen, and some of these still exist throughout the country, but in the past, you may have seen different technologies such as microwave being used as backups to a hybrid fibre coax cable, for example. But increasingly, fibre optic is the better technology, so that's being deployed. It's interesting, though, that in this particular case, I understand that some of my friends in Cairns were able to use dongles for their computers with other service providers, and they were able to tell us what was happening on Facebook, whereas Telstra customers were particularly cut off. And it's interesting, too, that this model of the national broadband network, if it becomes the most critical wholesale infrastructure, there are redundancy problems there that the NBN will now need, obviously will need to take into account. So there is one of the advantages of having the fibre optic network is we will have the best available technology. But one of the problems is it doesn't provide us with the variety of different types of technologies which can be advantageous when we have these natural disasters.
Mm. The Queensland government today has been fairly quick to raise this with the federal government, the impact it's had on disaster recovery operations in the region and the disruption to normal life. It is, of course, likely to be a federal election year. One wonders how this will now play out and how the feds might respond to it.
One of the problems, look, in my own research, I've been comparing Australia with Canada. And one of the major differences is the Australian reliance on government to look after these issues, whereas in Canada it's very much a mix of government, business, local communities, and even local governments getting involved. And I notice many of the local governments in the affected regions have been looking at ways to deal with this problem in the future. Now, traditionally in Australia, because of our Section 51B of the Constitution, the feds have the power, exclusive powers for telecommunications, which means that state and local governments don't really have much say and don't really get involved so much. But here we see the crossing in these jurisdictions in our federal system where local councils and state governments are obviously concerned about emergency services and how they can coordinate these with a system that's being run by the federal government. And it makes it interesting too where we have this model of Telstra now being privatised. I mean, Telstra as a business doesn't really have that policy responsibility that it did before it was privatised. So in many ways, this is starting to force, I think, and expose some of the problems with a centrally controlled system where local governments and state governments don't really have any power to do anything about emergency services and managing that. They have to rely on the federal government to do something. And, of course, this means that the feds can be slower to respond to individual communities. And I see this as problematic. And I think this particular situation may force another change in how telecommunications, particularly emergency services, are managed as a result.
What would have to change to loosen that federal grip on all of this?
One of the problems is because since 1901, with the establishment of federation, state and local governments have never had any jurisdiction in this particular area. And while that's not likely to change, what I would see is that there will probably need to be a closer coordinating function or body, and it could be something like COAG, for example, may be an area where local governments and state governments can actually become involved with particularly emergency telecommunications policy. But at the moment, it seems to be very ad hoc, whereas, and one of the problems at the federal level, this is a problem right now for Far North Queensland, but it may not be a major concern for other areas of the country. So if it's all controlled by the feds, it doesn't give local communities the opportunity to participate in policy to deal with the issues around telecommunications that really matter to them. And I think this is one of the shortcomings in a centrally controlled system as we have here in Australia.